This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is what everybody's been waiting to hear, right? Kyle Shanahan on the conference call today was asked about the play of Mac Jones and if that allows the Niners either from convenience or desire. Does that allow them to stay with Mac and keep Brock Purdy on the shelf?
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, you know, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock, the uncertainty of the toe. It is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
Okay. There's his answer.
Yeah.
There's no relation whatsoever. When Brock is good to go, this is Brock's team. Brock Purdy starts at quarterback. But that comes 24 hours after Kyle was like, yeah, he's probably going to be dealing with this for the rest of the year.
And I also think that by and large, has been his answer every single time. It's never been, well, you know, if Matt keeps this up, then maybe we wait on Brock a little bit longer. It's been when Brock is ready, Brock plays, it's Brock's team. And it's kind of, I liked his answer. It's kind of cool what Mac has done, and it's cool that, you know,
very cool.
It's cool that Mac's played well and that we've won games and stuff. That's kind of awesome, you know?
This was Shanahan last night. How close was Purdy to playing in this game?
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
Okay. And I am personally of the belief that the MetLife turf, which claimed yet another 49er yesterday, actually made this a non-starter for last week. Based on what Kyle's saying right now, I still feel like Brock is maybe a little bit less than 50-50 for this game, but I do think that there's a chance in this game for multiple reasons. And Rappaport over the weekend said Brock's going to have a chance next week. He's got a chance. And I think that A, it's on grass, and B, this is a monster. This is a monster. What an opportunity for the 49ers at 6-3 to potentially go to 4-0 in the division. What an unbelievable opportunity. So you want to put your best foot forward for sure in this game. What is your best foot forward? No pun intended. I don't know. That's for them to make the decision.
Well, the best foot forward is a healthy Brock Purdy.
No,
healthy
no.
Enough.
I mean best foot forward based on what you have. What do we got?
Well, if he can make all of the snaps and all of the first team reps Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he plays. And if he can't, then you're going to go with Mac Jones. And that's what this week was. And you know, we even had the contentious press conference on Friday, yep. And Matt Maiocco asked him the follow-up of, you know, did he take a lot of the first team snaps at quarterback? And Kyle said, I wouldn't say it was a lot. And so it clearly wasn't.
You're welcome.
It might have been 50%. Whatever it was not enough to where they felt like he could be the guy. And the last time that he came back from injury and started, he took all the reps Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He took them all. He started and he got hurt. So if he doesn't on Wednesday get all of the first team reps, I would guess that we're in the same spot and it's going to be Mac Jones again.
That'll be interesting as the week develops.
Yep.
But how would you all play it? Because one night, you have Kyle Shanahan say, Brock's going to be dealing with this probably the rest of the year. The very next day, he says, we want to get Brock to 100% before he plays. Well, Kyle, you sort of just said last night he's not going to be 100%. So, you know me, I don't like to play the percent game because I don't even know what that means. I want Brock to be able to play at 100% of himself. That does not mean that he feels 100%. You get what I'm my drift?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think George Kittle's 100%, but can he
Juwan's
be?
Juwan's not,
yeah,
for sure.
Like, but can you be enough of yourself to where the output is relatively the same? when you get to that point, you play. But that's what we're dealing with. And then the backdrop is Mac Jones is over here winning games and going 19-24 for 235 with two touchdowns and no picks. That's a good football game by Mac Jones yesterday. Ben in Hayward. Hey, Ben, thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking the call. So I take my dad to a podiatrist. He's having problems with his toe. And the doctor there is a 49er fan. And I asked her, I said, hey, this was the week after Brock got hurt the second time. And I said, so, you know, what do you think? You know, how long will it take? And she said, at least 6 to 8 weeks. She said, you can't fool with that kind of injury. You know, it takes at least 6 to 8 weeks before it's fully healed, because if it's partially healed, it'll just same thing will happen again. So I just thought that was interesting. Well, you know, of course,
Ben, we've heard the same, but I wonder how it affects your thought. Like, this weekend is 6 weeks. This weekend is 6 weeks from the Jacksonville game, and it is 8 weeks from the Seattle game.
I would wait, you know, because what happens? If he plays this week and he gets hurt, then you don't have him for the rest of the season. Really? I mean, if you think about it. So, I don't know. I would do it on caution, because especially your foot. I mean, I remember playing football and I tore my hamstring, and you know, I used to think, oh, you know, it's just a hamstring. But man, if you don't wait until the thing is fully healed, you're dogging it the rest of the time. It's just going to affect you. And the same thing with a groin pull. You know, it's just, you know, it doesn't sound like much, you know, but man, you know, when you have those injuries, it's really hard to come back from them. And you know, and as quarterbacks, you're not 100% and you're on your foot, man. I don't know. I'd wait.
Yeah, Ben, thanks. I get it. I appreciate the thought. I always have a hard time with these because you're like, I'd wait. And I'm like, I don't know how he feels. Like, it's 6 to 8 weeks. Well, it's been 6 weeks. And if we accept what Kyle is saying, that Brock is not going, like, he's not going to be pain-free.
Right.
Maybe until next season, or maybe never, because football players don't really play pain-free. So I actually don't need him to be, this is the way I would look at it, I don't need him to be 100%. I need him to be able to produce at 100%. So in other words, just as a fan, I don't mean this to sound insensitive, I don't really care if it hurts when you play. What I care about is the ball going to sail? That's what I care about. And so they have to assess, when is the moment that the throws and the scrambles are able to look like Brock Purdy? If it hurts, it hurts. But when are you able to have those things look like Brock Purdy? And when you do, you play Brock Purdy. That's what I would do.
Yeah. For me, it's what you said first about, you know, the ball sailing, because we saw when he came back the first time, he was unable to really plant and push off, and the ball was high a lot of the time. He wasn't able to step in and rip the ball, quote-unquote, and yeah, the scrambling would be great, but for me, it's more about the simple things of, can you plant and deliver the ball the way the ball needs to be delivered? Because you look at yesterday, Mac Jones, and he was good. Mac Jones made the throws that they needed him to make. There weren't a lot of deep shots. There weren't a lot of, you know, throws that he really threaded into tight coverage. He didn't have to. The offense was in a spot where the run game was so good that he just had to make the simple throw. He had to execute a lot of basic throws, and he did, which is all you want your quarterback to do. But when you face the Rams and you've got a really good defense and a defense that's going to get after you, you'd love to have Brock and his mobility. But if he's not able to be mobile, then you're probably going to go with Mac.
I mean, the other thing that's sticking to my head is Kyle saying that, no, Brock was not that close this week.
Right.
Well, if he's not that close this week, then I've got to put him at less than 50-50 this week. However, I also know that teams are telling us what they would like us to hear as opposed to the opposite. You are now going up against a division opponent. Is it possible that the Niners are playing coy a little bit? Is it possible that what they really are saying is there's no way in hell we're sticking this guy in this situation out on the MetLife turf? We're not doing that. However, this week they play on grass. And the following week at Arizona, correct me if I'm wrong, natural grass or no? Arizona, Glendale?
Yeah, natural grass.
Natural grass. Week after that, home to Carolina. Natural grass. Week after that, in Cleveland, natural grass. Week after that, bye week. Week after that, home to Tennessee, natural grass. You don't have a turf game until you go to Indy 3 days before Christmas. So I do think with the 6 to 8 week timeline, with the way he's feeling, and with what the Niners were looking at with back-to-back road turf games, this was not when they were going to return him. They might, though, this weekend.
They might.
They might.
It depends on what he can do in practice, and that's where I think that becomes the big indicator. And last week, even though he got some first-team reps, he didn't get all of them. And if he doesn't get all of them, then they're not going to have him go out there and do it. And Shanahan even said it on Friday. He said, you know, we looked at it on Wednesday, and we decided we weren't going to do that. We weren't going to put all of our eggs in his basket. And so you had Mac get the first-team reps for the most part. You had some Brock to get Brock ready and to see where Brock was. But unless you give him all the first-team reps, I do think that you're more likely to go with the guy you've been going with. And Mac Jones is, I guess, healthy. He's got the one knee brace and the other knee hurts.
He doesn't look healthy when he runs.
And the bloody nose that he got. Right. I mean, his face is like gushing blood.
My man is tough.
So tough.
He's a cookie, man.
He's tough, and he's also an unbelievable leader. The way he like made the decision on the last play of the game, he decides that he wants Adrian Martinez to come in and play.
That's cool.
Shanahan had already taken off the headset, and Mac's like, you know what? We're getting Adrian in here. You're going to go ahead and be a pro football player. I say so. Mac runs off the field, and he signals, and Adrian's like, cool. I get to, whatever, you get to go in there and kneel, but he's officially now a pro football player.
He's a pro football player, or maybe Mac was like, I'm not taking your negative 1 yard rushing.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
You I got do stats that.
Yeah, I got stats. I got fantasy players playing me, man. I got to think about them now. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon. The way I hear things coming from Kyle is he's just trying to be politically correct, but I think deep down inside him, Mac Jones starts from now on. I'm not saying Brock's never going to get his starting job, but he'd be a perfect backup from now because he's not healthy. And also, more importantly, you don't want to disturb that chemistry, that connection with Mac Jones and his receivers. You know, he can't go to a store and get a bag of chemistry and put it in the microwave for 2 minutes and instantly you got chemistry. You got to build that, you know, throughout the year, throughout the season. And Brock Purdy has been off for a while, man. I can't believe that even though he's a good quarterback, that he could just walk in and instantly he's got chemistry with Kendrick Bourne and all the other receivers. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let this be, a year of the backups. Go Niners.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks. I'm glad you brought this up because I'd like to address it. I think it's funny that I've heard this now a number of times today. This idea that Mac Jones has chemistry with these receivers and Brock Purdy does not. What are you all talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Juwan Jennings is one of the main receivers on this team, and Mac Jones found a way to throw the ball to him. I think Brock Purdy probably has some pretty good chemistry with Juwan Jennings, right? Now, the Kendrick Bourne point is a fine one. I think Kendrick, over the last 3 weeks, has 5 catches, so let's not make it sound like this is an incredibly key piece. How about George Kittle? That's a pretty big target on this team. How many games has Mac Jones played with George Kittle? I believe that this was the second one?
The second one, yeah.
This is the second one. Okay. And threw a touchdown pass to George Kittle in his first game ever with George Kittle. I think Brock Purdy has pretty good chemistry with George Kittle. Jordan Watkins is a rookie, so he has chemistry with nobody. But Mac Jones threw the ball him a few times. They both threw to him in camp. Ricky Pearsall is apparently about to come back. Who's got more chemistry with Ricky Pearsall? I do remember Mac Jones throwing some good balls to Ricky Pearsall for like a game or two before Brock Purdy went out and Ricky Pearsall went out. But he is reportedly got a chance this week, and he will be back pretty soon. Like, essentially, if you're saying that point, and I get what you're, like, you feel like the Niners are in a flow, which is funny because you didn't a week ago.
Exactly.
But you do now, and you feel like the Niners are in a flow, so Mac's got chemistry with these receivers, and Brock doesn't even know who they are. You're essentially talking about Kendrick Bourne. That's the sum total of your point. Kendrick Bourne. And if you believe that Kendrick Bourne is the entire key to the 49ers offense, I disagree with you. Brock Purdy's chemistry with all of these 49ers, most of whom he played with last year, all camp, and for the two games this year, is fine. Brock Purdy's fine. Brock Purdy knows where third and Juwan is going to be. And I'm sure that Brock Purdy can get up to speed with that shifty Kendrick Bourne, who usually is about 7 yards away from the line of scrimmage anyway.
Right.
I just don't.
And that was the majority of those routes yesterday.
I don't think that's a thing.
No.
That's just me.
8 catches by wide receivers yesterday.
Yeah.
4 for Juwan, 2 Kendrick, a Sky, and a Jordan Watkins. The Jordan Watkins one was awesome. He fought hard for that one. His only catch of the game. But for me, the chemistry is less important than the actual knowledge of where you're supposed to be. And you're starting to see more of that. You're seeing fewer times where Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, when he's out there, is having to tell people like Sky Moore and DeMarcus Robinson, like, no, you're supposed to start there, then you run over here. The offense yesterday looked a lot more on the same page, and the only timeout they burned in the first half was when he was thinking about punting, and then he called timeout, and then they went for it on 4th-and-1, and they ended up getting it, even though Kyle Juszczyk might have had about a half a beat early and might have been called for a false start. But other than that, the offense was mostly on the same page. And I thought the offense looked great yesterday.
Yeah,
they ran it. They
scored 34 points.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were able to move the ball almost every single time. Mm-hmm. And the defense, I thought, was the unit that allowed the offense to kind of get in that rhythm, because after the first drive, the defense got the offense back out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.